The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website, multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com, for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Cognitive problems may be due to myelin's loss in inhibitory neurons. Myelin is required for certain inhibitory neurons, which help to suppress abnormal activity in the brain, to work as they should, according to a study in mouse models. Loss of myelin on these neurons results in excessive electric activity in other nerve cells, likely disrupting the brain's ability to carry out cognitive processes like encoding memories, the researchers reported. These findings may help to explain how cognitive problems develop in multiple sclerosis, which is caused by the immune system attacking and destroying myelin. The study, Myelination Synchronizes Cortical Oscillations by Consolidating Parmalvumin-Mediated Phasic Inhibition, was published in eLife. These results expand our understanding of the importance of myelin in the brain and its clinical relevance to demyelinating disorders such as multiple sclerosis. Martin Cole, the study's senior author, a professor of cell biology and group leader of the Netherlands Institute of Neuroscience, said in a press release, "Neurons or nerve cells have long, wire-like projections called axons, which they use to connect to other neurons. When a neuron fires and an electrical charge zips down the length of the axon until it reaches the end, triggering a release of signaling molecules. The myelin sheath is a fatty covering around axons that helps them to send electrical signals more quickly, a bit like rubber insulation around a metal wire." Researchers specifically focused on a particular class of neurons called parvalbumin-positive or PV-positive interneurons. These neurons are thought to act mainly by sending inhibitory signals to other regions of the brain, in essence telling other neurons not to fire when they aren't supposed to. PV-plus interneurons have axons that are relatively short and their myelin covering is patchy compared to other neurons, the scientists noted. Yet the function of this unusual myelin coverage has not been clear. To learn more, the team utilized two genetic-engineered mouse models, one where the mice lacked myelin on PV-positive interneurons, and one where these neurons lost their myelin over time. Through a battery of tests, the scientists demonstrated that losing myelin did not affect the speed of inhibitory signals sent by PV-positive interneurons. However, as these neurons lost their myelin, the inhibitory signals they were sending became weaker and weaker. As a result, the mice's brains had higher than normal activity, including spikes, similar to what is seen in epilepsy. Artificially activating PV-positive neurons normalized this activity, the researchers showed. Normal brain activity takes on an oscillatory quality, with periods of higher activity followed by stretches of lower activity. These oscillations are necessary for important cognitive processes, like storing and retrieving memories. Epilepsy-like spikes in brain activity have been demonstrated to disrupt these processes. As such, the researchers said their findings of spikes may shed light on the role of PV-positive axon myelination in cognitive impairments in MS. They added that promoting PV-positive interneuron myelination and thereby strengthening fast inhibition may provide important new therapeutic avenues to improve cognition. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on February 21, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on February 21, 2022. MS news that caught my eye last week. Brain atrophy, CD25, neurodynamic therapy, anxiety. Fatigue severity in MS predicted by shrinkage of certain brain regions. For several years, I've been a believer, along with many neurologists, in the theory that it's best to treat MS as quickly and effectively as possible. Though directed at only fatigue indicators, this research looking at brain atrophy would seem to support that philosophy of hitting MS hard and fast. lower than normal volumes of certain brain regions at disease onset, indicating shrinkage or atrophy in those regions, are significantly associated with current and future fatigue severity in people with multiple sclerosis, a study in Germany shows. Some of these regions also were found to be central brain network hubs in MS patients with progressive fatigue, suggesting a potential early role in fatigue evolution in this patient population. These findings point to early, specific brain atrophy as a predictive biomarker of fatigue worsening and support the implementation of fatigue targeting strategies from disease onset in patients at higher risk, the researchers noted. Cellular Big Bang reveals immune driver in study of twins. What creates the cells in our immune system that attack our central nervous system, or CNS, resulting in our MS symptoms? These Swiss scientists think it may be a protein labeled CD25. Previous studies have linked CD25 to T-cells and CNS damage, but this one compares twins to control for a genetic predisposition. An increased production of CD25, an immune receptor that regulates T-cell proliferation and activation, is the most noticeable blood cell immune alteration in people with multiple sclerosis compared with their unaffected identical twins, a study discovered. The increased CD25 levels, which correlated with disease severity, were observed in a subset of precursor cells that originate in the inflammatory T cells that contribute to damage in the brain and spinal cord in MS. Neurodynamic therapy found a reduced pain, improved dexterity in trial. This study treated a small group of people with MS who reported having paresthesia, or burning or tingling sensations, in their arms or hands. Half of the group received standard therapy consisting of strength exercises, tissue mobilization, and muscle and tendon stretching. The other half also received neurodynamic treatment, which involves manual gliding movements, targeting the nerves in the arms and hands. Neurodynamic therapy resulted in greater reductions in overall pain and less sensitivity to touch, as well as better scores on the 9-hole peg test. The addition of neurodynamic therapy, a type of manual therapy targeting the nerves, to a standard treatment regimen using several different approaches, reduced pain sensitivity and improved dexterity in people with multiple sclerosis, according to data from a clinical trial. To the best of our knowledge, this is the first clinical trial to examine the effects of adding neurodynamic mobilizations to a multimodal treatment approach on sensory and motor changes in individuals with MS, the research team wrote. This approach resulted in reduction of pressure sensitivity, greater reduction in pain, and improvement in sensitivity to light touch and manual dexterity in MS, they wrote. Physical activity, coping skills can help to ease anxiety with MS. Every once in a while, I run across a study that leaves me wondering why time, effort, and money were spent researching the topic. This is one of those studies. Does anyone doubt that exercising and having coping mechanisms will help people deal with anxiety in life in general, not to mention with MS or any other illness? Just wondering. Getting more physical activity and having effective ways of coping with multiple sclerosis could help to ease anxiety in patients, a review study suggests. The findings of this review highlight links between anxiety and MS and a number of diverse factors, all of which are amenable to change, its researchers wrote. We argue that further research is needed to develop interventions that can target these modifiable factors in order to reduce the experience of anxiety in those with MS. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.